मानव की हर कृति मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल 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 हो, शुभ मंगल 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 हो, शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल हो, शुभ मंगल 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 हो, शुभ मंगल मंगल।
Krishna, welcome back to yet another edition of Waves of Devotion. a program brought to you by the courtesy of Hare Krishna Dham, Houston on FM 106.1. I am your host, Vinod Bihari Das. We would like to remind all our listeners that you can also listen to this program live at tunein.com or download the TuneIn application and search for 106.1 FM. I'm sure, listeners, you all know Rajesh Prabhu, our sound manager at the studio. During a conversation last week, he mentioned to me, why not you speak on Sanatana Dharma? So today, I will be speaking on this important topic of Sanatana Dharma. But in the meantime, as usual, we will chant a few verses from Bhagavad Gita as it is. Today it will be chapter 2. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Shri Krishna Parabrahmane Namaha. Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Atha Dvitiyodhyayah Sankhya Yogah Sanjaya Uvacha Tam Tatha Krupaya Vishtam Ashrupurna Akulekshanam Vishidantam Idam Vakyam Uvacha Madhusudanah. Translation: Sanjaya said, seeing Arjuna full of compassion, his mind depressed, his eyes full of tears, Madhusudana, Krishna, spoke the following words. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Kutasva Kashmalamidam Vishame Samupustitam Anarya Ajushtyam Asvargyam Akirti Karam Arjuna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the value of life. They lead not to higher planets, but to infamy. Klaibhyam masmagamaha partha nai tattvam upayuddhate shudram hrudaya daurbalyam tyaktvo uttishta parantapa. O Sanapritha, do not yield to these degrading impotence. It does not become you. Give up such petty weakness of heart and arise, O chastiser of the enemy. Arjuna uvacha, katham bhishmam aham sankhe, dronam cha madhusudana, ichubhihi pratiyochami, pujarva arisudana. Arjuna said, O killer of enemies, O killer of Madhu, how can I counterattack with arrows in battle men like Bhishma and Drona who are worthy of my worship?
Gurun hatva hi mahanubhavan shreyo bhoktum bhaikshamapi haloke hatvartha kamanstu guru nihaiva bhunjiya bhogan rudira pradigdan.
It would be better to live in this world by begging than to live at the cost of the lives of the great souls who are my teachers. Even though desiring worldly gain, they are superiors. If they are killed, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood.
Nachatadmadvitma katarano gariyo yadva jayema yadivano jayevu yavena hatvana jijishishamaha devastita pramukhe dhatarashtra.
Nor do we know which is better, conquering them or being conquered by them. If we killed the sons of Dhritarashtra, we should not care to live. Yet they are now standing before us on the battlefield.
Karpanya dosho pahata swabhavah pruchhami tvam dharma sammuda chetah yachreyasha nishchitan bruhitan me shishyasteham Shadimam Tvam Prapannam.
Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure.
because of miserly weakness. In this connection, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
Nahi prapashyami mamapanudyat yachokamuchosanam indriyanyam avapya bhuvam asapatnariddam rajyam suranadapichabit rajyam suranabapichadhipatyam.
I can find no means to drive away this grief which is drying up my senses. I'll not be able to dispel it even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on the earth with sovereignty like the demigods in the heaven.
Sanjaya uvacha eva mukva rushikesham gudakeshah parantapa nayotche iti govindam uktva tushnim babuvaha.
Sanjaya said, having spoken thus, Arjuna, chastiser of enemies, told Krishna, Govinda, I shall not fight, and fell silent.
Tamuvacha Rushikesha Prahasanniva Bharata Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Vishidantam Idam Vachaha.
O descendant of Bharata, at that time Krishna, smiling in the midst of both the armies, spoke the following words to the grief-stricken Arjuna.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Ashochan Anvasochastvam Pradnya Vadamscha Bhashase Gatasu Nagatasu Cha Nanu Sochanti Panditaha.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for living nor for the dead.
Natvevaham jatunasham natvam neme janadipaha nachaivana bhavishyamaha sarve vayamatah param.
Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any one of us cease to be.
Dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara prapti dhiras tatra namuhyati.
As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change.
Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukadukkada agama apayino anityaha tamti chikshasva bharata.
O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O son of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed.
Nasat yamina vethyante te purushah purusharshava samadukka sukhe dhirah somrutatvaya kalpate.
O best among men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation.
Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sataha ubhayor api drushtonta tananyo tattva darshivi.
Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existence, the material body, there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying both.
Avinashitu tadviddi yena sarvam idam tatam vinasham avyayashyasya nakaschit kartum arhasi.
That which pervades the entire body, you should know to be indestructible. No one is able to destroy that imperishable soul.
Antavattu ime deha nitya shokta sharirinaha
anashino aprameyash tasmat yuddhasva bharata. The material body of the indestructible, immeasurable and eternal living entity is sure to come to an end. Therefore, fight, O descendant of Bharata.
Ya enam vetti hantaram yaschainyam manyate hatam ubhau tau na vijanitah nayam hantina hanyate.
Neither he who thinks the living entity the slayer, nor he who thinks it slain is in knowledge, for the self slays not, nor is slain.
Na jayate mriyate va kadache nayam bhutva bhavitavana bhuyaha ajo nityah shashvatoyam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire.
For the soul there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, nor does he come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. We will continue reading Bhagavad Gita in our next session. In the meantime, listeners, I would like to play one of the Dvadasha Stotras. Dvadasha means 12. Stotras means Vishnu Stuti. These are composed by our Acharya, Madhvacharya. These were composed by Madhvacharya while carrying Udupi Krishna from the seashore to the temple for Prana Pratishtha. Normally this is sung at the time of Naivedya. I hope you will enjoy this song. Has to get technical difficulty, we have planned to fix it. Please bear with us.
Devam devata mandala khanda mandalam prinayamo vasudevam devata mandala khanda mandalam prinayamo vasudevam ಸಂಹಾರ ಲೀಲಾ ವಿಲಾಸ ಸತತಂ ಪುಷ್ಟ ಶಾಡ್ಗುಣ್ಯ ಸದ್ ವಿಗ್ರಹೋಲ್ಲಾಸಿನಂ ದುಷ್ಟ ನಿಶೇಷ ಸಂಹಾರ ಕರ್ಮೋದ್ಯತಂ ಹೃಷ್ಟ ಪುಷ್ಟಾತಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಸಂಶ್ರಯಂ ದೇವತಾ ಮಂಡಲಾಖಂಡ ಮಂಡಲಂ ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಂ ಉನ್ನತ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥಿತಾ ಶೇಷ ಸಂಸಾಧಕಂ ಸನ್ನತಾಲೌಕಿಕಾನಂದದ ಶ್ರೀಪದಂ ಭಿನ್ನ ಕರ್ಮಾಶಯ ಪ್ರಾಣಿ ಸಂಪ್ರೇರಕಂ ತನ್ನ ಕಿನ್ನೇತಿ ವಿದ್ವತ್ಸು ಮೀಮಾಂಸಿತಂ ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಂ ದೇವತಾ ಮಂಡಲಾಖಂಡ ಮಂಡಲಂ ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಂ ಸದಾ ವೇದವಾದೋನ್ಮುಖೈ ಸುಪ್ರತಾಪೀಕ್ಷಿತೈಶ್ವರೈಶ್ಚರ್ಚಿತಂ ಪ್ರಮುಖೈ ಸದಾ ವೇದವಾದೋನ್ಮುಖೈ ಸುಪ್ರತಾಪೀಕ್ಷಿತೈಶ್ವರೈಶ್ಚರ್ಚಿತಂ ಅಪ್ರತರ್ತ್ಯೋರು ಸಂವಿದ್ಗುಣಂ ನಿರ್ಮಲಂ ಸತ್ಪ್ರಕಾಶಜರಾನಂದರೂಪಂ ಪರಂ ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾ ದೇವತಾ ಮಂಡಲಾಖಂಡ ಮಂಡಲಂ ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಂ ಅತ್ಯಯೋ ಯಸ್ಯ ಕೇನಾಪಿ ನ ಕ್ವಾಪಿ ಹಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೋ ಯದ್ಗುಣೇಷು ಉತ್ತಮಾನಂ ಪರಗ ಕೋವರೆಣ್ಯೋ ವಶಿ ಮತ್ಯನೂನೈ ಸದಾ ವೇದವಾದೋದಿತ ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾಮೋ ದೇವತಾ ಮಂಡಲಾಖಂಡ ಮಂಡಲಂ ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಂ ಪಶ್ಯತಾಂ ದುಃಖ ಸಂತಾನ ನಿರ್ಮೂಲನಂ ದೃಶ್ಯತಾಂ ದೃಶ್ಯತಾಂ ಇತ್ಯಜೇಶಾರ್ಚಿತಂ ನಶ್ಯತಾಂ ದೂರಗಂ ಸರ್ವದಾಪ್ಯಾತ್ಮಕಂ ವಶ್ಯತಾಂ ಸ್ವೇಚ್ಛಯಾ ಸಜ್ಜನೇ ಸ್ವಾಗತಂ ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾಮೋ ದೇವತಾ ಮಂಡಲಾಖಂಡ ಮಂಡಲಂ ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಂ ಅಗ್ರಜಂ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ಜಾಜಮಗ್ರ್ಯಾಕೃತಿಂ ವಿಗ್ರಹೋ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ವೇ ಗುಣಾಯೇವ ಹಿ ಆದ್ಯೋಪಿ ಯಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮಜಾಗ್ರ್ಯಾತ್ಮಜ ಸದೃಹಿ ತತ್ಸದಾಯ ಪರಂ ದೈವತ
ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾಮೋ
ದೇವತಾ ಮಂಡಲಾಖಂಡ ಮಂಡಲಂ ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಂ ಅಚ್ಯುತೋ ಯೋ ಗುಣೈರ್ನಿತ್ಯಮೇವಾಖಿಲೈ ಪ್ರಚ್ಯುತೋ ಶೇಷತೋಷೈ ಸದಾ ಪೂರ್ತಿತಗ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಸರ್ವವೇದೋರುವಾದೈರಜಗ ಸ್ವರ್ಜ್ಯತೆ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮರುದ್ರೇಂದ್ರ ಪೂರ್ವೈ ಸದಾ
ಪ್ರೀಣಯಾಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಂ
ధార్యతే యేన విశ్వం సదా జాదికం ధార్యతే యేన విశ్వం సదా జాదికం వార్యతే శేష దుఃఖం నిజ ధ్యాయినాం పార్యతే సర్వమన్యైర్నయత్ పార్యతే కార్యతే చాఖిలం సర్వభూతై సదా దేవతామండలాఖండమండలం ప్రీణయామో వాసుదేవం. సర్వపాపాని సంస్కృతే సంక్షయం సర్వదా యాంతి భక్త్యా విశుద్ధాత్మనాం శర్వగురువాది నిర్వాణ సంస్థానదగ కుర్వతే కర్మయ ప్రీతయే సజ్జనా ప్రీణయాసు దేవతా మండలాఖండ మండలం ప్రీణయామో వాసుదేవం. అక్షయం కర్మ యస్మిన్ పరే స్వర్పితం ప్రక్షయం యాంతి దుఃఖాని యన్నామతః అక్షరో యోజదగ సర్వదైవామృతగ కుక్షిగం యస్య విశ్వం సదా జాదికం ప్రీణయా దేవతా మండలాఖండ మండలం ప్రీణయామో తీర్థోరు సన్నామినో నందినా సందధానా సదానంద దేవే మతి మందహాసరుణా పంగదత్తోన్నతి నందితా శేష దేవాది వృందం సదా ప్రీణయా వాసుదేవం ప్రీణయామో వాసుదేవం దేవతా మండల
this portion of Voice of Devotion is part of the Voice of Sanatan Hindu Center, which, you know, we talked about Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. So we're going to talk about what is Sanatan. So go ahead and start with, tell me what the Sanatan means.
Thank you Prabhuji for asking that very important question. What is Sanatana Dharma? Sanatana Dharma, two Sanskrit words, Sanatana and Dharma. Sanatana means eternal, and Dharma comes from Dhri, means inherent nature. Please do not misunderstand this with English translation of religion. Religion means faith. Faith can change. A Muslim can embrace Hinduism or a Muslim can embrace Christianity, but he is the same person. So the faith can change, whereas Dharma, which is inherent nature, that doesn't change. Just like sweetness is to sugar. If the sweetness is lost, then you can't call it no more sugar. So this is the difference. Now, we will try to understand Sanatana Dharma through Shastra Chakshu. It is not that four pandits sat down and decided what is Sanatana Dharma. This has to be based on the Shastras, the revealed scriptures, which come from the Lord Himself. Now, since Bhagavad Gita, the ABC of the spiritual knowledge, is a well-accepted book, we will base our conversation on Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita talks about five subject matters. ఈశ్వర జీవ ప్రకృతి కర్మ అండ్ కాల. ఆఫ్ దీస్ ద ఫస్ట్ త్రీ ఆర్ సనాతన, దట్ ఈస్ ఈశ్వర జీవ అండ్ ప్రకృతి. దీస్ ఆర్ సనాతన. సమ్ ఆఫ్ ద అదర్ వర్డ్స్ దట్ ఆర్ యూజ్డ్ ఇన్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఆర్ నిత్య శాశ్వత పురాణ అవ్యయ అన్బోర్న్ ఎవర్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఎవర్ లాస్టింగ్ నెవర్ అన్హైలేటెడ్ అండ్ ఇంపెరిషబుల్. ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ మీన్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్. అఫ్ కోర్స్ వీఆర్ రెఫరింగ్ టు స్పిరిచువల్ నేచర్ నాట్ మటీరియల్ నేచర్. నౌ హౌ డు వీ నో దిస్? సో లెట్ అస్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ ఫ్రమ్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్. ద ఫస్ట్ వన్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ హౌ కృష్ణ ఇస్ సనాతన. ఇన్ భగవద్గీత 10.12 అర్జున సేజ్, అర్జున ఉవాచ, పరబ్రహ్మ పరం ధామ పవిత్రం పరమం భవాన్ పురుషం శాశ్వతం దివ్యం ఆదిదేవం అజం విభుం. యు ఆర్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్, ద అల్టిమేట్ అబౌడ్, ద ప్యూరెస్ట్, ద అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్. యు ఆర్ ద ఇటర్నల్. ప్లీజ్ నోట్ ద వర్డ్ ఇటర్నల్. Transcendental, original person, the unborn, the greatest. In another place in Bhagavad Gita, 11.18, he says, Tvam aksharam paramam veditavyam, tvam asya vishvasya param nidhanam, tvam avyayaha shashvata dharma gopta sanatana tvam purusho matome. Again, note the word sanatana. You are the supreme primal objective. You the ultimate resting place of all this universe. You are inexhaustible and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of the eternal religion, the personality of Godhead. This is my opinion. Next, so we understood that Krishna is Sanatana from Bhagavad Gita. Now we'll understand about the Jiva, living entities, that's all of us. We are also Sanatana. In Bhagavad Gita 15.7, it says, Mamaivamsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha. Again, note the word Sanatanaha. Manashyashtani Indriyani Prakritisthani Karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to the conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. And in another place, right in the very beginning, Bhagavad Gita 2.20, it said again, na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyah ajo nityah shashvatoyam purana na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Note the word shashvata. In fact, this is one of the verses that we read today, the last verse. Now, for the soul, there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, nor does he come into being. And it will not come into the being. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. Then in 2.24, Achedyoyam adayoyam akledyo ashoshya evacha nityah sarvagatah sthanu. Again the word nityah. Nityah sarvagatah sthanu achaloyam sanatanah. Again the word sanatana. Now, this individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble and can neither be burned nor dried. He is everlasting, present everywhere, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same. So, Bhagavad Gita, we notice both Krishna and Jiva are eternal. Now, I will quote from Katha Upanishad, which describes both Krishna and Jivas are eternal. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. The Supreme Lord is eternal and so is the Jiva. The Supreme Lord is cognizant and the living beings are also cognizant. The difference then is that the Supreme Lord is supplying all the necessities of life for the many living beings. Basically singular and plural. Lord is singular and we are plural. So we saw now the Shastric evidence that Ishvara and Jiva are both Sanatana. The third one now, what about Prakriti? Krishna says, Parastasmatu bhavanyo vyakto vyakta sanatanaha. yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu na vinashyati. Again, you notice the word Sanatana. He says, yet there is another unmanifest nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. Bhutva bhutva pralyate, manifest, unmanifest. It is the supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this material world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. This material world is manifested, and background of this is the total material energy. In Sanskrit or in Shastra, it is referred to as Mahat Tattva. That is not manifested. So, Vyakta Avyakta. Beyond this, there is another nature, a spiritual nature, Sanatana. That is called Sanatana. Parastasmattu bhava anyo vyakto avyakta sanatanaha. When this material world is annihilated, that spiritual world remains as it is. It does not get affected. Whereas we go through pralaya, mahapralaya, and so on and so forth. So one may ask this question. I see the question mark on your face, Prabhuji. If we are eternal, why do we die? It is not that we have become jiva bhuta by the influence of maya. It is we who have put ourselves under the influence of maya. Therefore, we are jiva bhuta. Actually, we are sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. Nityo shashvato. Jivatma is described. Nitya shashvato yam na hanyate hanyamane sharire. This is sanatana. So if I am eternal, sanatana, I have no birth and death. Why have I been put into this tribulation of birth and death? This is a very intelligent question. And this is what is called Brahma Jidnyasa. We have heard this. Athato Brahma Jidnyasa. Every living entity is sanatana. And Krishna is sanatana. And there is a place where we can live together. That is Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma. So when this happens, it is called Sanatana Dharma. In other words, when a Sanatana Jiva joins his Sanatana Father Krishna in his Sanatana Dhamma, it is said, Yadgatva na nivartante tad dhamma paramamama, that dhamma, and engages in the Sanatana activities, that is what is referred to as Sanatana Dharma. I hope this is very clear now. Now, what are our Sanatana activities then? Does it mean that when I go to Sanatana Dharma, I become God? No, you don't become God, because God is only one. He is the Supreme Lord. He is the Master, and we are all His eternal servants. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishner Nitya Dasa. When we return to the Sanatana Dharma, then we eternally engage in the service of the Lord. That is Sanatana Dharma. So, Krishna conscious movement is an attempt to bring all these Sanatanas together. What are the Sanatanas? Sanatana Father, Sanatana Son, that is Ishvara, Jiva, in the Sanatana Dhamma. All the Sanatanas being put together. The living entity, Sanatana, God Krishna is Sanatana, and the place is Sanatana. Just like here we are trying to live together. You know, like a normal family. Father, mother, children, friends, countrymen, community men, and so on and so forth. We are all trying to make a permanent settlement here. Making very nice buildings. Spending millions of dollars. Making it very strong. So that it may not be destroyed. So everyone is trying to keep himself permanent. An old man is trying to make himself young. Nobody wants to become old. Nobody wants to be destroyed. But the difficulty is that here everything is destroyed. The Sanskrit word for this temporary is called asanatana. But we have got a tendency to become sanatana because we are a part and parcel of Krishna, who is sanatana. We want permanent life. We want permanent place. We want permanent relationships. But that's not possible. Therefore, Shastra says, you must have heard of, all of you must have heard this. Asatoma Satgama. Mrityorma Amrutamagaya. Asatoma Satgama. Unfortunately, our blind leaders do not understand this. Prahlad Maharaj says, Andha yathandai upaniyamana te api isha tantrayam urudamini baddha. Our blind leaders are giving us false hope that we will make here a permanent settlement. Therefore, they are called andhas, means blind. It's just like one blind man trying to lead another blind man. They have no sense. You cannot make it Sanatana. But the whole attempt is going on to make everything Sanatana. Now, this is precisely what is called illusion or Maya. Maya. Maya means that which is not. Illusion means you are accepting something which is not possible. But they do not know this. Nate vidhu swarthagatim hi Vishnu durashaye bahirattamaniya. Nate vidhu, they do not understand. Swarthagatim means one's own self-interest. And what is that? Vishnum, to attain the lotus feet of the Vishnu. And they are only trying to make external adjustment. Durashaya. Durashaya means a hope which will never be fulfilled. Durashaya. Asha means hope. Durashaya means hope that will never be fulfilled. So the whole material world is going on Durashaya. They are trying to make a permanent settlement, but there is always a disruption. This is not Sanatana place. This is impermanent, temporary. Bhutva bhutvara praliyate. Krishna says, Maam upetya to kaunteya. Maam upetya means having attained. So the whole idea is to attain him. This is the nature of the material world. Something is generated at a certain date and stays for some time. It grows, produces some byproducts, then dwindles and dies. These are the shed vikaras that a living entity goes through. So here the living entity is described as Sanatana, and the process by which we can understand our Sanatana nature, that is Sanatana Dharma. Not that having a big tilak and considering this body, which is the lump of matter, that I am Brahmana. This body is Brahmana and Sanatana Dharma. This is all nonsense. Sanatana Dharma means, first of all, we must know who we are. That is Sanatana Dharma. One may now ask a question, is Sanatana Dharma limited to certain area? Is it only in India? One may ask this question. Now, how can it be? Because Shastra says, Jiva is Sarvagataha, is everywhere. So Sanatana Dharma must also be everywhere. Isha Vasamidam Sarvam, everywhere is Krishna's kingdom, Krishna's property. How are we simply claiming that India there is Sanatana Dharma? In India there is Brahmana. What Krishna creates, that is for everywhere, for everybody. Because Krishna is the father of everyone. He says clearly, Aham Bija Pradha Pita Sarva Yonishu Kaunteya. So this is rascaldom, that Sanatana Dharma is only in India. It's a very foolish thought. Sanatana means eternal and Dharma means occupation or characteristics. Dharma does not mean some superficial ritualistic ceremonies. Dharma means the characteristic, like I explained in the beginning. That is real meaning. Dharma is not some kind of a faith. Because the body keeps changing, Sanatana Dharma cannot be applied to this body. This is a very important point. Sanatana Dharma means the characteristic of the soul. That is Sanatana Dharma. To understand the characteristic of the soul, Krishna is describing here the characteristic of the soul, Sanatana. And in conclusion, he gives us information of the Sanatana Dharma. And what is that? Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. This is Sanatana Dharma. Krishna is Sanatana, I am Sanatana, you are Sanatana. Now, under the influence of Maya, I am thinking, I am the servant of my wife, I am the servant of the society, I am a servant of my nation, I am the servant of my cat, I am the servant of my dog, and so on and so forth. Everyone is working under this impression. Ataha Grakshetra Sutapta Vittaya Janasa Mohoyam Aham Mameti. This is actually from Bhagavat Puran. This is illusion. You have to come to the platform of Sanatana. And what is that eternal? I am eternally servant of Krishna. That is Sanatana Dharma. I am not the servant of this or that or nobody. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Jivir Sarupai Krishna Nityadas. So when we come to this point, then we are following Sanatana Dharma. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhavanam Janmanam Te Dhyanavan Mam Prapadyate. For one to understand and come to this point, it takes many, many births. Then only one becomes wise. That is why it is also said, Kada Kamadinam Katina Katida Palita Durnideshaha Tesham Jatamayina Karuna Natrapa Na Upashantihi. The Brahmana prays to Krishna, Oh my dear Lord, I have become the servant of my senses. My tongue says, please take me to a restaurant. I immediately go. Not to enjoy, but to obey the orders of my tongue. Therefore, in the name of the so-called enjoyment, we are all serving the senses. In Sanskrita, senses are called go. And one who serves the senses is Godasa. Now, we should not become Godasa, but become a Goswami. Goswami means we should be able to control our senses. As soon as the tongue says, now you will take me to that restaurant or give me a cigarette, you should say, no, no cigarette, no restaurant, simply Krishna Prasadam. Then you are Goswami. This is the characteristic Sanatana, because I am eternal servant of Krishna. So this is called Sanatana Dharma. Now, another question may come up. How does one become Goswami? We are all currently Godasa. So how we become Goswami? That also is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tapasa brahmacharyena shamena jamena tyagena satya saucabhyam yamena niyamena va. Therefore, the whole Vedic literature is meant for how to control the senses. Yoga. Yoga is Indriya Sanyama. That is yoga. In the Bhagavad Gita, it's all explained where yoga system is described. And 5,000 years ago, Arjuna was hearing about this yoga, controlling senses. He was a grahastha, a politician, and he belonged to a royal family. He was fighting for gaining victory over the kingdom. So Arjuna frankly said, my dear Krishna, it's not possible for me to become a yogi because this is a very difficult job. You are asking me to sit down in a solitary place, in a secret place, in a perpendicular state, simply looking at one point of my nose, so on, so forth. It's not possible for me. He frankly refused. So Krishna, just to encourage his friend and devotee, he could understand that Arjuna is becoming disappointed. He's frankly admitting that it's not possible for him. Actually, he's a politician. And in this fallen age, who can be a better this thing? If Arjuna cannot do that, how do you think we can do? How can we become a yogi? It's not possible. Krite yadhyayato Vishnu, we know that thing. So yoga means to meditate upon Vishnu. Here Krishna, to encourage him, actual purpose of yoga, he explained to Arjuna. Yoginam api sarveshan madgate antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamomataha. The first class yogi, who? Yoginam api sarveshan madgate antaratmana, who is thinking always of Krishna. So this is Krishna conscious movement. It is educating people to become first class yogis. Think of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You can become a yogi, you can become a Brahmana, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. So how do we do that? Mam Chayo Avyabhicharine Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samatite Tan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Currently we are all under the three modes of material nature, Guna. And we need to transcend this, Samatita Yetan. Then we come to the Brahma Bhuta platform. Once you come there, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati. I trust we have made these points pretty clear. So next time when somebody asks you, what is your religion, what is this thing? Our answer will be, our dharma is Sanatana Dharma. It is also, there is another word people use. It can either be Sanatana Dharma or there is another word called Varnashrama Dharma. Have you heard of this, Prabhuji? Varnashrama Dharma?
I have heard about it, but I don't know what that means.
All right. Very briefly, since we are running out of time, we'll explain this very briefly. Varnashrama Dharma is mostly misunderstood as a caste system. It is not that. It is far from reality. In the caste systems, one's social position is determined by birth, whereas the original Varnashrama system spoken in the Bhagavad Gita ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫరెంట్. కృష్ణ సేజ్ చాతుర్వర్ణ్యం మయా సృష్టం గుణకర్మ విభాగశ. సో ద టెండెన్సీ ఆఫ్ ఎ పర్టిక్యులర్ మ్యాన్ టువర్డ్స్ వర్క్ ఈస్ డిటర్మిన్డ్ బై ద మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మటీరియల్ నేచర్ హుచ్ హీ హెస్ అక్వైర్డ్, నాట్ బై బర్త్. ఇన్ ద వర్ణాశ్రమ సిస్టమ్ దర్ ఎంటైర్ సొసైటీ ఈజ్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ టు సాక్రిఫైస్ ఫార్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. దిస్ మీన్స్ దట్ ఈవన్ ద లేబరర్ ఇన్ ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ క్యాన్ గ్రాడ్యువలీ బికమ్ ఎలివేటెడ్ టు ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్ బై డెవలప్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ డిటాచ్మెంట్. సచ్ నాలెడ్జ్ కమ్స్ బై ఎ గ్రాడ్యువల్ ప్రోగ్రెషన్ ఫ్రామ్ ద వర్క్ విత్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు ద రిజల్ట్స్, వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ నిష్కామ కర్మ. సో ఎనీవే వీ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కృష్ణ హూ క్రియేటెడ్ దిస్ చాతుర్వర్ణ్యం, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ క్రియేటెడ్ బై హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్. అండ్ ద హోల్ ఐడియా ఆఫ్ హిమ్ డూయింగ్ దాట్ ఈస్ టు గ్రాడ్యువలీ ఎలివేట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్, బికాస్ వీఆర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ సన్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. సో హీ వాంట్స్ టు ఎలివేట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ అండ్ టేక్స్ అస్ బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్. దాట్ ఇన్ బ్రీఫ్ ఈజ్ ద వర్ణాశ్రమ ధర్మ. ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద డే ఇఫ్ మై ఎయిమ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ టు సాటిస్ఫై విష్ణు ఏనకేన ప్రకారేణ మన కృష్ణ నిమేష, దాట్ ఈజ్ అ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ లైఫ్. ఎనీ జీవా హూ ట్రైస్ టు డూ దిస్ ఈజ్ అ సక్సెస్ఫుల్.
You're listening to Voice Waves of Devotion and produced by or supported by ISKCON of Houston, and ISKCON temple is located at
all our listeners to join us this evening at the Hare Krishna Dham to glorify their beautiful lordship Srimati Radharani and Shri Shri Radha Neel Madhava. Our evening aarti is 5:30 p.m. sharp. So we'll see you all there, and before signing off, this will be my last session, and hopefully you have someone else next Sunday and you'll continue with this happy listening. So signing off with Hare Krishna Kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.